Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim, that Pei Ches. We will begin at that Pei Zayin Amar Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Tan Reb Chiya. Ma'idik Siv, the Pesach says in Iyav, regarding the Torah. Elohim Haven Darka. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands the Torah. Yadas Mekayma. He knows where it exists. Yedea Kadosh Baruch Hu, as Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu is well aware about Klal Yisrael. She'enei Yichoyim Kabel Gzeres Aksarius Edoim. As we discussed in the previous year, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that for Klal Yisrael to exist in Edoim is extremely difficult. The Fikach, and because there are Higlai Sam Lababal, he sent them to Golos and Babel. And Ram Rebbe Lozer, but Higlai Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he saw Lababal, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not send Klal Yisrael to Golos and Babel, Ella Nesh Amukah Kishol. It's deep, it's a valley. Just like Gehenna, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of Gehenna, so too will He take us out above Him. Shnema miyad shol eftem mimavas agolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us from Gehenna, from Babel. Rav Chanina Amar, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to Golos and Babel, Mizne Shikarav L'shoinim L'shona Torah. Aramic, which is the language that was spoken in Babel, is very similar to Torah. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we started this year, was concerned that as we remain in Golis, we should chas v'shalom not forget the Torah. So He sent us to a place that we're more likely to be able to learn and remember Torah. Rav Yochanan Amar, Neshishivim Lebeis Iman. They were sent back to where they come from. Avram Avinu came from Ur Kasdim, which is Bavel, and therefore we go back to where Avram Avinu came from. And even though the Mashal points out that Avraham Avinu was really born in Choron, still Ur Kasdim is where Avraham Avinu became the Baal Emuna to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's where he was thrown into the fire and saved. And that's why it's considered that he was raised in Ur Kasdim. Another Pshat the Mashal suggests that we're not referring to Avraham Avinu. He actually refers to Adam Arishan, and he says that the Gemara Masechta the Sanhedrin, that Flamet Ches on the base, says that Adam Arishan's body came from Bavel, and therefore we go back to where we came from. Mashal Adam, because there's a husband gets upset with his wife, Leichen Shagra, where does she go back to? The base Ima, to her parents' home. The Haino de Rebogzandri, Dama Shlosh Achad Matosam. There are three situations that things went back to where they came from. Ve'elohim, Yisroel, Kesef Mitzrayim, the money that Klal Yisrael took from Mitzrayim ultimately was returned to Mitzrayim, the Ksav HaLuchos, and the Ksav HaLuchos. And each one of these things is explained. Yisroel, Hod Amarim, that Klal Yisrael went back to Babel. Kesef Mitzrayim, the Ksiv, Behi, the Pasuk says in Melochim, Behi V'shanach Mishis, L'melech Rechavim, Ola Sheshak, Melech Mitzrayim, Al Yerushalayim. And the pasuk continues, "V'yikach es oitzus beis Hashem, es oitzus beis Hamelach, es hakol lokach." He took everything. So everything went back to Mitzrayim. The ksav haluchos, the writing on the luchos. The pasuk says, "When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos," the pasuk says, "Vashabrein leinechem." Tanur and the Brisa teaches us, "Luchos nizru." The luchos were broken for oitzus parches, and the letters were flying. And as the Mashal explains, this was a double nace, because the letters were really engraved in the luchos, so they really didn't have any substance. They were just air. And furthermore, that was the nace, that even though they didn't really have any substance, they were still able to show as if there was something tangible and fly in the air. But the Eitz Yosef on the Inyakov explains that what happened was that the way Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos was that around every letter there was marble, and every letter in the luchos was broken in a way that the marble around it remained, and therefore they were able to. That's why they were able to have the letters fly off the luchos. Ula says the reason Klal Yisrael was sent to Golos Babel, kadesh shi'achlu tamarim, they could eat figs as much as they want, but the Yask of the Torah, and like that they'll be able to learn Torah. And the Gemara tells us a story about that. The Yerushalmi says that 40 years before Klal Yisrael went to Babel, there was a nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the people who lived in Babel should plant date trees. And they didn't even know why they were doing that. But the reason was that when ultimately Klal Yisrael will come to Babel, would come to Babel for the Golas, they would have food easily available for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always thinking about our needs. Says the Gemara, Ula Ikul Pumpadisa, Ula once came to the Pumpadisa, Krivlay to near the Tamri, and they brought him a basket full of dates. Amluhu, and he asked them, Kama Kihana Bezuza, how many baskets can you get for a Zuz? So Amrlay, they told him, Tlas Bezuza, you could get 3 baskets of dates here for a Zuz. Amma, Molot Sana the Dufsha Bezuza, you could get so much honey, because in those days, honey was typically made from dates. You could get so much, you get so much honey from, and Bavloi asked the Raisa. In other words, what he was saying was that the cost of living here is very reasonable. And if the cost of living is reasonable, there's no reason why people shouldn't be learning Torah. However, continues the Gemara, what happened was Belaila Tzarua. In the evening, he suffered diarrhea because he ate so many dates. Amr, and he was really uncomfortable. Amr, so then he said, Molasam, the Moisa Bezuzu Bebovo, you could get a basket full of something that will hurt you, that will harm you, the dates are causing pain, and still, Bavloi asked the Raisa, and they still learn Torah. That's fantastic. That even though the food that's available here is not such great food, they don't care, they eat whatever they get, and spend their time learning Torah. So the question is, what if this pasuk in Yeshaya focus on Elokei Yaakov, the way Elokei Avraham Yitzchak? Why is it specifically focused on Yaakov? Elo, like Avraham, the Bayis HaShlishi will not be like Avraham Avinu, Shukosabai, that regarding Avraham Avinu, the pasuk says, Har, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by the Akeda, Ashiyoim Rehayoim, Bahar Hashem Yirah, like Yitzchak, and it won't be like Yitzchak, Shikasa by Soda, that it's called Soda, Shenema, as the Pasuk says, the Yetzer Yitzchak, the Suach, the Soda, that's where the Harabayis was, Ella to Yaakov, it'll be like Yaakov, Shenema, the Yikra Hashem Makam, who based there, it was called Abayis. So, the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara. By Avraham of Yitzchak, the Beis Hamikdash is called Har Besada. It's referring to a time of Churban. So it's a mountain, it's an empty field. But when Yaakov Avinu, it's referred to a Bayis, something permanent, which refers to the Bayis HaShlishi. The Yaakov explains that a Har is a place where you can't plant anything. A Sada is a little better than a Har, you could plant, but a house is the best. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that Mitzvah Shem Mashiach will come, that's where we'll have the Gula Shleim. So the Gemara says, the Mashal says, that the Pasuk mentions Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, which actually is the way it is in the Shemona Esrei that we say every morning. So he explains to teach us that every one of the others, and actually every one of us, has our own unique way to avoid this Hashem. And even though we had the others, they were children, there was a son, a grandson, they were still unique, that everybody had his own derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another chat that the Ramban suggests, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, what the Gemara means, the Pasuk means to say, is that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov never stopped thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokei Avraham, he was constantly, Avraham Avinu was constantly thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokei Yitzchak Avinu was constantly thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokei Yaakov Avinu was constantly thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the Mashal quotes a Medrash. He says a Mashal, that a king called his advisors. And he says to him, I want to build a new palace. So he says, I want to build it and this spot. And the advisor says, well, I remember on that spot there was originally a mountain. So the king decided he's not going to build a palace there. Now came a second advisor, and he said, I want to build a palace in another spot. He says, I remember that spot was originally a field. Then came the third advisor, and the king said, I want to build a palace over here. And then he said, I remember that over here there was a palace originally, and therefore this is the right place to make a palace. And the king said, because you gave me the advice to build a palace in this place, it will always be called on your name. So too, says the Medrash, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's advisors. Avram kar har, as the Gemara says, Yitzchak kar sada, and Yaakov kar bayis. So what's the pshat? The Mashar says, we know the Maaseh Avos similar bond. But the way our forefathers acted is what to teach us how to act. Avram Avinu called it a har, which is reminiscent of the bayis rishon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting us, just like a shomer stands on top of the mountain. But it was a temporary shmirah, as the pasuk says, Al har tzion sheshomer. Yitzchak said it was a sada, it was bayis sheni, which was even less of a shmirah. A mountaintop is a much better place for shmirah than an open field. And in fact, the pasuk says, Tzion sada tichorish. Yaakov Avinu says that the Beis HaMikdash is something that was built and created before Bryas Olam, and that will remain forever, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash is connected to Yaakov Avinu, to something that will have a permanent. And the same thing I saw that Emes Yaakov explains, that Yaakov Avram Avinu was on the Madrega of a mountain, higher than everybody else. In the time of Yitzchak, the Shekhinah already was with us. So the time of Avram, the Shekhinah was only limited. In the time of Yitzchak, it became more widespread. And in the time of Yaakov, it was like a bayis. It was in a permanent place for us to enjoy our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat that I saw is that Avram, we know, had Yishma. Yitzchak had Esav. Yaakov Avinu had all the Shvatim, and they were people that were Mitasa Shlema. So somebody who has Mitasa Shlema is Zoicha that the Beis HaMikdash should be built in his spot. I saw that the Sefer Chelek Levi says that there are different people that have different attitudes to going to the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. There's some that go infrequently. There's some that go more frequently. They go every day, but it's not really where they are connected to. Like Avram Shukara Har, like Yitzchak Shukara Sada, that they're referring to people whose relationship to the Beis HaMikdash was somewhat temporary. Eloki Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu taught us that our relationship to a Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash should be like a bayis. It should be something that we're permanently connected, that we are permanently connected to. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, God kibitz goyish. The day that we will, mit Hashem, come out of Golis will be as great as Kiyom Shneur B'Shemayim V'Aretz. Shneur B'Nikbetzu B'nai Yehuda B'nai Yisrael Yachtov, the Sambalan Rosh Echad, the Olam and Gobble Yoim Yisrael. And the Targum of Yoim Yisrael says Yoim Kineshayim, the day that we will all be gathered together. It's it. And then we have similar wording. The Pasuk says, the Erev Vayivayker Yoim Echad. You see that day that Mitzvashem will be taking out of Golos, that will be a great day. So Bein Al Itam explains this, that one of the reasons that people are upset is that we're waiting for so many thousands of years for the Gula. And one could start thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot about us. So why does the Gemara teach us, says the Bina Litum? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to create the world specifically on that day? that he created it. Why did he not create it on any other day? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, realized that that's the best day to create the world. So too, we don't know why Mashiach has not yet come. But what we do know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, knows when is the right time for Mashiach to come, and that's when Mashiach will come. Yosem Sheshach Tov Apotropsim. So we learned in the Mishnah that a Yosem, who his Apotropsim shechted the Karm Pesach on his behalf, could, and he had more than one apotropis, then he could choose from which apotropis's carbon he wants to eat. Says the Gemara Shmamina. It seems from this Gemara we can learn Yesh Breira, because the Yosem could choose retroactively which carbon Pesach he wants should be the carbon Pesach with which he's Yotze the Mitzvah. Amar Rav Zeira, to which Rav Zeira says, this is not a raya to Yesh Breira, because the Pasuk says, Sel Abayis, that the person, the father could choose Mikom Makom, even without their knowledge. And here too, the Yosem is like a family member of the Apotropos, and the Apotropos could choose what he wants without his knowledge. So of course Tosfos asks, why didn't the Gemara answer here? We had the similar question regarding a wife, a daughter, in yesterday's shir, and when the Gemara asked that question, Shamit Mino Yesh Breira, the Gemara answered that the Mishnah is referring to a situation that she chose Bishas Shechita. So why don't we say the same thing by the cotton? So the Miri answers, you can't compare a cotton to an Isha. An Isha has Das. So therefore, so the Gemara said in yesterday's shir, she decides Bishas Shechita which carbon she wants to be connected to, and that's the carbon that she'll bring. Here we're talking about a cotton. A cotton, we can't say, has das, that we could say that he chose by shechita what he wants, and that should be good enough, because that's not true. It doesn't have that koich. So Tosfos asks, the Gemara says that a cotton doesn't have an obligation to be money, to be registered on Karm Pesach. But even though a cotton doesn't have the obligation, as we're learning, to be registered in Karm Pesach, the halacha is cotton oichon levelis. If a cotton's eating non-kosher food, we don't have to stop him, but we can't give him non-kosher food. So here, by giving this cotton from Karm Pesach, from giving him a portion of Karm Pesach on which he's not registered, why are we allowed to do it? So Tosfos answers that the pasuk of Loisachilum is speaking about Shrotzim and Nevelis, where there's no mitzvah to eat. There's an issa to eat from them, but there's no mitzvah. And therefore, in our case, where there's a point of chinuch to teach the cotton that we must eat from the Karm Pesach, it overrides this iser, unlike Nevelis and Shrotzim. Another teretz that the Achronim suggest is that if indeed we were talking about an issa deraisa, then the halacha would be we can't feed a cotton something that involves an issa deraisa. But here, the Gemara is teaching us that here we are not involved with issa deraisa, and since here we're not involved with issa deraisa, that's why we could be more lenient with a cotton. And the same type of situation, same type of teretz, I saw that there are those that suggest. What the Gemara means to say is that the entire Isser of Shloi Lemenuyov wasn't said, the entire Isser of Shloi Lemenuyov wasn't said regarding a cotton. So here we see that we have to be very careful what we serve a cotton, and part of our chinuch obligations to a child is to make sure that he should only eat kosher food. Al Gemara, the Gemara is saying, is because it's Nisa the Rabbanon, or the issue of Chinuch is so important, that's why it's an exception to the rule. Tana Rabbanon, the Pasuk says, regarding the Karm Pesach, Sel Abayis, Melamed, from here we learn, Shadam Mevi V'Shoichel Adei B'noi Abita Ketanim, a person could bring a Karm Pesach for his children who are below Bar and Bas Mitzvah, his evidence, Shifcha, who are Kananim,
whether they agree, whether they agree and whether they don't agree. Aval en shechet avinay b'nay b'itay k'dolim, children who are already adults, you can't just bring a Korban Pesach on their behalf without their consent. V'yidei avdu v'shevchasoi ha'ivrim, you can't bring it for an ivri without his consent. V'lo yadei ishtoi, and not for your wife, ela midatan, only with their consent. The Sfasema says that if, as Al Gemara says, two apotropsin brought a Korban Pesach for a cotton, one of them is going to have to unregister the cotton. So Rashi points out that the Gemara spoke here about Avdei v'Shivchasa Ivrim. By definition, as we learn in Parashas Mishpatim, a Shivcha Ivris is always a Ketana, because as soon as she becomes a Gedoyla, she goes out from her owner's home. Since she's a Ketana, shouldn't he be able to register her without her consent? So Rashi says, the owner of a Amma Avriya does not have any obligation to be mechanech that girl. And since he doesn't have an obligation to be mechanech the girl, he can't register her for the Korban Pesach without her consent. So what we're learning here, Rashi is teaching us, is that the halacha, who you could register without their consent, is very much connected if I have an obligation to be mechanech that child, that individual. Tanya idach, but now the Gemara brings another brisa. Layishchar adam loy aydei b'nai b'ita agadoylim, loy aydei avdei v'shvchasa ivrim, v'aydei ishtoy, elam idaten, all these people need their consent. Avashachar loy aydei b'nai b'ita ketanim, v'aydei avdei v'shvchasa ekananim, bein midaten shloyl midaten. V'kulon sheshochtu, if all these situations, if these individuals brought a Korban Pesach for themselves, v'shochet rabban aleim, and their owner also brought a Korban Pesach on their behalf, yoytzin b'shal rabbam, they can be yoytzin the mitzvah with their owner's Korban Pesach, then yoytzin b'shal atzmam, not with their own Korban Pesach, chutz min isha, except for somebody's wife, she choyle limchos, and she could say that she doesn't want to be part of a Korban, of her husband's Korban Pesach. And Rashi explains that the reason a wife has the right to do that, because the Gemara Masech, the Gittin, Daf Ayin Zayin on the Beis teaches us, Yecholi Isha Loim Labala, a wife could tell her husband, Eina Chels Mishaloi, that the Aloch, the Gemara teaches us, is that whatever a wife earns belongs to the husband, but he has to support her. And she could say, I don't want your support, and I want to keep my earnings. So since the wife has the right that she could separate herself from her husband from his support, that's why she could also make this statement. Says the Gemara, Maishna Isha, why is a woman different than Avdei v'Shevchasa Avrim or B'nai B'ita G'dolim? We learned in the previous Braisa that they're all in the same category. Answers the Gemara, absolutely. Amarava Isha v'kol d'damalot. It's not just a wife, but anybody who's similar has this halacha. But ask the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. If we study this brisa, it's somewhat difficult to understand. Amrit, first the brisa said, chutz mena isha, shichol limchus, that a wife could use her own Korban Pesach. Tama, the machi. So when is a wife's her own registration stronger? Because she registered herself, so she announces that she doesn't want to rely on her husband's registration. Haloi machi, had she not done so, then the halacha would be nafka b'shabala. She'll be yoytzub with the Korban Pesach that her husband registered her for. V'ktani reisha, but ask the Gemara, didn't we learn at the beginning of the Braisa, v'loy de ishtoy elamadatan, that a wife is only becomes a member of the group if she consented. Hastama, if she didn't say anything, loy nafka, she wouldn't become part of the group. My elamadatan, says the Gemara, when it says elamadatan, lav de emri in. Don't interpret it. Don't explain that it means that she actively has to consent. Ela b'stama, as long as she doesn't say anything, only lefuke echdam aloi, unless she protests, if she just doesn't say anything, then she automatically becomes part of the Korban Pesach that her husband registered on. Ask the Gemara, but didn't the Braisa say, Kulam sheshakdu shakad rabbim alayim yotz mishal rabbim the bestama when they didn't say that they didn't say anything. V'ktani chutz minish b'nei sheyachal lemais that you see that she doesn't become part of his. So we see even by stama she doesn't use his karm pesach. Amar Rava says the Gemara says Rava in explaining the brisa. Kim sheshakdu if she shechted her own karm pesach. Or she had somebody shech the Karban Pesach on her behalf. That's an act of protest. And we said that when she protests, she doesn't rely on her husband's registration. So we learned, Eved shall stay shutfim. If you have a servant that belongs to two people, may not eat from either of them. Says the Gemara Ramalei, Rav Enos Sabal, Rav Nachman. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Eved shall stay shutfim, lo yoichu mishnei shneim. For Tanya, but ask the Gemara, doesn't the Braisa say Rotz Mizaychel, Rotz Mizaychel? He could choose to eat from whichever Karban Pesach. So how do we reconcile this Braisa with our Mishnah? Amalei, so Rav Nachman responded, Eina Saba. Eina Saba means you, the elderly person who has a naim, has a great vision. Vamalei Pasi Uchma. Pasi Uchma, the Mefarshim explained, is a black kettle. Tamid Chachamim used to learn Torah all the time, and it used to wear them out, and they were pasi ochma. Minoy minoch, between the two of us, tzestayim shmatza, we're going to get to the right answer. Masnison, our Mishnah, which said that she can't eat from either, is b'tekabdi adadi, where these two different owners of this Eved don't want, each owner says, I don't want him to eat from you, and vice versa. So there, he can't eat from either of them. The Braisa is where these two owners, like Kapti Adadi, get along very well. And since they get along very well, the halacha is that they could choose to eat from whichever Karban Pesach he wants. Then we learned in Mishnah Mechishas, Chetzi Evan, Chetzi Ben Charim, Layachem Meshe Rabbi. Somebody who's half Evan, half Ben Charim, cannot eat from the Karban Pesach that his owner brought on his behalf. Says the Gemara, Meshe Rabbi Huda Layachel. So when we learn the Mishnah is teaching us he can't eat the Karban Pesach from his owner. Amishal Atzmai, his own Karban Pesach Yoichel. But ask the Gemara of Tanya, haven't we learned in a Braisa LeYoichel LeMishal Loi VeLeMishal Rabbi that he may not eat not from his own and not from his owners? Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Kamen Mishnah Rishonah, Kamen Mishnah Achronah. The Mishnah that says that he could eat his own Karban Pesach is going like the Mishnah Achronah. Originally, there was a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, somebody who's half Evan, half Ben Chayrim. So Beis Shammai said that we have to free him, and then he'll become a Ben Chayrim, and he could bring a Karban Pesach on his own behalf. But the Braisa that says that he can't eat from either goes like Beis Hillel's original opinion that we don't force the owner to free him. He works one day for himself and one day for the owner. The Tanan, as indeed the Mishnah in Masechet Gittin teaches us. Misha chetzi evan v'chetzi ben chayrim, oivet is rabbi yom echad, v'es atzma yom echad. Beis Hillel says he should take turns, one day working for his owner, one day working for himself. Beis Shammai Amrim, to which Beis Shammai says, tekantemus rabbi, so his owner, who only owns 50%, is getting exactly what he deserves. However, v'es atzma loy tekantem, the evan himself is in a bad place. Why? Lisa Shivcha Eni Yochel. He can't marry a Shivcha. Shekva Chetzi Ben Chayrim. He's already 50% Ben Chayrim. And the Torah says, Lo Yia Kodesh B'nei Yisrael. And that pasuk comes to teach us that a Yisrael may not marry a Shivcha. And therefore, Lisa Bas Chayrim Eni Yochel. On the other hand, to marry a regular Jewish woman, he cannot. Shadayin Chetzi Eved. He's still 50% an Eved. And an Eved can't marry a Bas Yisrael. Yevotel. So we say, well, he won't get married. But we know the Pasuk says, V'loy nivna oylam ela pirivivya. Shnemar loy soya barah l'sheves yitzaru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it should be populated. Elam neitikin oylam. Because there's no other option. Kaifenes rabbi. We force his owner. Who will free him? The Kaisel Chatzi Damav, and the other 50% that the owner owned, he'll owe to his former owner. The Chazer Beis Hillel, Hayus Beis Shammai. So this Eved, that's Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrim, is really going to be free. So since he's really going to be free, that's why he brings his own Karban Pesach. Tosfos, the Remaskel Lisa, asks a question, why don't we say that the essay of Prur Revu should be doicha the lav of Loya Kaddish, and we should allow him to marry a Shivcha? So Tosfos answers, yes, maybe he can marry a Shivcha in order to fulfill that mitzvah. But the Shivcha has no right to be over the Aveira that she's not allowed to marry an Eved. And therefore, even though he has a mitzvah, doesn't help her. She can marry somebody else. Another teretz is that the mitzvah of Prur Revu is only fulfilled after the child is born. But the Aveira of Leah Kaddish happens as soon as they have relations. Another teretz that Tosfos in Masech de Gittin suggests, we don't say Esa Deicha Leisa say when we have another option. And here we have another option, like the Gemara actually says, free him. And therefore, since we could free him, and then we won't have to come on to Esa Deicha Leisa say, and we never want to say Esa Deicha Leisa say unless we have no other option. Tosfos in Masech de Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the Remask Loi asks, why does the Gemara here quote the Pasuk in Yeshayah, Lesar Barah, El Shevash Yitzaru, why doesn't it quote the Pasuk in Pashas Bereshis of Pru Urvu? So, Tosfos gives three terutzim. One terutz he says, because if you could have had any type of Shevis, even if that he could have a wife and children in any fashion, then there's no mitzvah of Pru Urvu. Only because he's in a situation where he can't get married at all and can't have wife at all, that's why we have to come up with a solution. Another pshat that Tosfos says, that this pasuk in Yeshayah is the pasuk that shows us what a great mitzvah the mitzvah Pru Revu is. From where do we see that Pru Revu is such an important mitzvah? We see it from that pasuk. And a third teretz that Tosfos suggests is because Loisa Baro doesn't only speak to free people. Loisa Baro speaks to Avodim as well. And here, when our Gemara was speaking to an Eved, that's why we use a Pasuk that speaks to him. But now Tosfos asks a question in the Vermaskel Kaifin. Why do we force the owner to free him? There's a rule. I can't force somebody to do an Aveira just to help somebody else. The halach is, Hamashachar Avdoi, if somebody frees his Oved, Oved Basay, as the Pasuk says, L'Oilam Bahem Tavaydu. So why should the owner be Oved an Aveira of freeing a slave just so because the slave should be able to get married? So one Teretz Tosfos suggests, like we just said a moment ago, since the mitzvah of L'Sheves Yitzara is such an important mitzvah, we're allowed to, when we're dealing with such an important mitzvah, then the rule is that we're allowed to do an Aveira to help somebody fulfill such an important mitzvah. Another teretz, the Tosfos suggests in Masechta Gittin, that we don't say that I should do an Aveira to save somebody else, only in a situation where that person did an Aveira, and now he's stuck, and now I'm not obligated to do an Aveira to save him. This Eved didn't do anything wrong, and I want to help him not to do a mitzvah, then we say, Chatei b'shvil shizka chavercha. Says the Mishnah, Haimala Avdoi, say Shchot Elias Pesach. Somebody tells his Eved, go Shecht on my behalf a Korban Pesach. And as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, the point of our Mishnah is that you could appoint a Shliach to bring the Korban Pesach on your behalf. So why does the Mishnah speak about an Eved? Why doesn't we speak about a regular Shliach? So as we're going to learn that we are relying that the Shliach knows what I want, teaches us the Mishnah, says the Tiferes Yisrael, that not only by a regular Jew, by a regular Shliach, can we make those types of assumptions, but even by an Eved, we can make those types of assumptions. So again, says the Gemara, Ha'imel Avdei, Tzei Yishchoit Elayisa Pesach, somebody tells his Eved, go and shecht a Korban Pesach on my behalf, V'shachi Gedi, and he shechted a goat, Yoichel, so he should eat the goat. Shachet Tela, if he shechted a sheep, Yoichel, so eat the sheep. And as the Gemara is going to teach us, even though this owner usually brings the other type of animal for the Korban Pesach, it doesn't make a difference. If the Eved, the Shliach, Shachet Gedi V'Tela, shechted both a goat and a sheep, yoichlam and a rishon. He should eat whatever he brought first, because that's what we say he was money registered for. Shachach ma'amale rabbi. However, if the person told the shliach, the owner told his eved exactly what he wants, but the eved shachach forgot ma'amale rabbi, what he was told, ketzad yashta. So what should he do? So says the Mishnah, yishtra t'levigdi, he should check both a goat and a sheep and a goat, v'yomer. Imgadi amali rabbi, if my owner told me to bring a goat, gdi shaloi, so the goat should be his karm pesach, tle shali, and the tle would be for me. From tle amali rabbi, so then just opposite, ha tle shaloi, v'gdi shali. Shachach rabbi ma'amali, but let's say the owner forgot what were his instructions. So the halacha is shneim yetzel beis hasreifa, both the gdi and the tle should be burnt, because the Karm Pesach is only Nechel Menuyof, but we don't know which one he's money on. Uptur Melas Pesach Sheni. Because even though they can't eat, the owner can't eat from either Karm Pesach, not only can he not eat from either Karm Pesach, he has to burn it. Although the Miri says, here it's a situation going back to Sugis that we learned earlier in the previous parak of Ibitzura, it's not an inherent psul in the carbon. And we learned when the disqualification is not inherent to the carbon, the halacha is that we have Ibitzura. But one of these kabanas was a valid carbon. Since one of these kabanas was a valid carbon, he could be yoytzu the mitzvah with that. He was yoytzu the mitzvah even though he can't eat. And we go back to the sugya that achila loy ma'akva. Says the Gemara that if he wasn't given instructions, if the Eved wasn't given instructions, he could, whatever he does, that's okay. Pshita. Ask the Gemara, Shachach Gdi Yoichel, Avgav, what's the Chiddush? Answer the Gemara, the Chiddush is, as we said, Shachach Gdi, that if the Eved brought from him a Gdi, Yoichel, that's what the owner should eat. Avgav the Raga Batla, even though usually the owner brings a Tala, or Shachach Tala, Yoichel, Avgav the Raga Batla, the fact that he usually uses that, because he didn't give the Eved explicit instructions, whatever the Eved did is fine. We learned further in the Mishnah, Shachach Gdi Tle, Yoichel Menarishin. Ask the Gemara of Atanya, doesn't the Brisa say, that Ein Nimnen Ashnei Pesachim Ke'echad? We can't bring two Karban Pesachs and say, well, we're at to actively decide which is the Karban Pesach that I want to eat. And if you didn't designate, as we keep on learning, at the time of the Shechita, what carbon you want to eat, then you can't decide later, because it's retroactive designation. Answers the Gemara, Masnisan is with Melech Memalka. The Mishnah is talking about a king and a queen that don't really care what they served, and whatever the Eved does is fine, and since whatever the Eved does is fine, so that becomes their designation at the time of Shechita. So we have a perfect situation of money. It says the Gemara of Tanya. Tanya here is a raya. Ein nimnen mashnei pesachim kechod. Umaisa b'melech u'malka. There was an episode with a king and a queen. Sh'amal avdeim tzu v'shachtu aleinu as a pesach. V'yotzu v'shachtu aleim shnei pesachim. Uba v'shal as a melech. What is the rule here? Go ask the queen. Baba Shalom and Amalka, they asked the queen. Go ask Rav Gamliel. So they went and they asked Rav Gamliel. The king and queen that really don't care, whatever was brought first, that becomes their carbon Pesach. Anan, we care about what we eat, so we can't have retroactive designation. Rishon Pamachas Nimsa Halta is one of the Shemoneh Shrotzim, the Beisim with B'chayim, in the place where they slaughtered the king's animals. A big Shalatam called Sudakula, because they thought it was a dead sheretz, and a dead sheretz gives off Tumah. Ubar V'shal Samalach, they came and asked the king what should be done here. Amalam L'chu V'shal Samalach, so he said, go ask the queen. Ubar V'shal Samalach, Amalam L'chu V'shal Sar Gamliel. Bavashal also Amalhem Basemet Chaim Raseach Oitzoinen. The halta that we found, is it in hot or cold food? Amal Raseach. He said it's found in hot food. Amlo, So Rav Gamliel said to them, "L'chil v'tilo l'koshel tzoyden, pour some cold water on that hatal." Holchav v'tilo l'koshel tzoyden, they poured some cold water on it, v'richshin, it started to move. V'tira Gamliel kalasu d'kulo. So he said, "We have no problem. We don't have a situation of a dead sheretz." Nimtza hamelach tolev b'malchus. So what do we see from this Gemara? That the king relied on the queen. V'nimtzas Malka Tului Bar Gamliel, and the queen relied on Gamliel, and Nimsa Kala Suda Tului Bar Gamliel, everything was dependent on Gamliel. Gedali Yisrael had to rely, you always have to rely on the Gedali Yisrael. Shachach, we learned further in the Mishnah, Shachach Mash Amalei Rabbi, if he forgot what his owner told him, so we said in the Mishnah, he should bring both a goat and a sheep, and say, if my owner said a goat, the goat's for him, the sheep's for me, and vice versa. Shali, but ask the Gemara, how could the Eved say that whatever is not going to be used by the owner will be used by me? Isn't there a rule, Masha kana Eved kana Rabbi, it automatically becomes the owner's? Amra Baya, Hoylech Eitz L'Roya, Harog Letzloy, the Eved goes to a shepherd, to a meat merchant, who he always buys meat from, the Nichle B'Tekanta the Rabbi, and this meat merchant is a friend of the owner of this Eved, who wants to see that the owner of the Eved should be able to have a valid Karban Pesach, U'maknele Chad Minayu, and he tells the Eved, one of these animals will be yours, Amnash Ein L'Rabbi Rishusboy, that your owner doesn't have ownership in it. Meaning, that even though usually the Halacha is, Komash Kona Eved Kona Rabbi, that's only when it wasn't explicitly said that what's going to the Eved should be the Eved's under all circumstances. Here, since that's what's going to be said, that's why it becomes the Eved's and the owner has no ownership in it, and he'll use the animal that he wants for the Karban Pesach, and the owner will use the other animal. Shach Rabbi Masha Amaloi, we learned at the end of Mishnah, if the owner forgot what he had said, then they should bring the Gedeon Teleh, shech them, but then burn them. Amar Abaya, loy shanu, that they should bring the Gedeon Teleh, and they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, ela sheshochach achaz Zrika, that they forgot after Zrik Saddam. The Be'edin Zrik Dam, when the Zrik Saddam and this Karban Pesach took place, have a chazi lachila. It was a carbon that could be eaten, because we knew who's what. Avol shochach lefnei zrika. If they had forgotten before the zrik sadam, the ki izrik dam when we did the zrik sadam, because we don't know which is the real Karban Pesach. So then the whole Karban Pesach is disqualified, and chayov and last Pesach sheni, they're going to have to make a Pesach sheni. But says the Gemara, ika the masn labraisa. The some that say what a Abaye just taught us goes on what was taught in a braisa. The braisa speaks about. You had five people that had the skin of the Karban Pesach mixed up. One of these skins we see has a wart on it. And a wart is a mum that would disqualify the Karban Pesach. And we don't know whose Karban Pesach is the Baal Mum that it's a disqualified Karban Pesach. The loch is kulon yotzu v'esesreifa. They all have to be burned because we don't know whose is whose. Upturim, and these people, Pturim and last Pesach Sheni, they won't have to make Pesach Sheni. On that, Abaye says, Loi shanu eshnes arvu lach azrika. So therefore, the zrika was done properly. The be'idna de zirk dam mi'av chazi lachila, because at that time it was perfectly fine. Avon s'arvu lefnei zrika, so the zrika sadam, we could have never eaten from this Karban Pesach. They're not yoitzah, and they're going to have to do chayav alas Pesach sheni. Says the Gemara, man the man sneer masnisen. Somebody who's the opinion that said that a bias statement goes on the Mishnah koshkein that will go on the Brisa. That if in the Mishnah with a psul this is not in the carbon itself, it's just the external psul. We don't know who is the money on which animal. Still was saying that the Zrik Saddam in such a circumstance is not a valid Zrik Saddam. Certainly, where the carbon is a disqualified carbon, because it's a Balmum, the halacha will be like Abaye said. However, says the Gemara, Man the Masnei Abraisa, the one who said that Abaye's statement was made on the Braisa, Ava Masnissan Loi, in the Mishnah Abaye's statement won't make a difference, because Kim the Ksherin Inhu, in the case of the Mishnah, both Kabbanas are perfectly fine. And Itkel Chavachaz L'chila, if I would remember, if the owner would remember what he said to the Eved, it would be perfectly fine. And Kamishmai Galya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the owner said. He, a human being, forgets. But it's not an inherent psul, and therefore, in our Mishnah, under all circumstances, the owner is Yoytz to the Pesach, the current Pesach with this current Pesach, and there is no need to bring a Pesach Sheni. In the case of the Braisa, where one of the animals was a Balmum, we don't have that situation, and therefore, they'll all have to bring a Pesach Sheni.